After a rash of mills closed in North Adams, a group of Williams College students started the Berkshire Food Project in 1986 to connect the unemployed with meals. In September, its leader of 25 years, Valerie Schwartz, retired. WAMC spoke with food security activist Kim McMahon, the nonprofit's new executive director.
A lot of people eat here for a lot of different reasons. We have people who eat here who would go hungry without the program. We have people who eat a better, more nutritious, more tasty meal here than they would at home, and so hopefully are healthier. We have folks who eat here because their paycheck just doesn't go far enough to buy all of the food they need to feed their family all week, and so by eating here, they're buying better food for their kids for dinner and making sure their family can eat all weekend. So there are a lot of different reasons why people eat here, and a lot of those things can slip through the cracks. You know, there's not necessarily a program for every single need that we have out there, whether it's not making a living wage but making enough money that you're not eligible for all of the resources, or being an older person who maybe can afford food but doesn't have the motivation or skill anymore to cook good food.
So you're known in the region for your food security activism, especially the Target Hunger North Berkshire campaign. What does that experience bring to the table at Berkshire Food?
Sure. So Target Hunger was a five-year program that was purposefully designed to work me out of a job, and we did so very successfully, but it was also designed that it would work me out of a job while it kept all of the activities that we were doing going, and they have been going. So, for example, 8 or 9 years ago, the Berkshire Food Project was only serving lunch 3 days a week, and often lunch was, you know, a sandwich and soup, not a whole meal. So during Target Hunger, we really worked to find access to more food, to connect more. There's enough food sometimes, it's just getting it to the right place, you know. So we sort of developed those connections and those routines. We're now serving lunch 5 days a week, generally a hot meal 5 days a week. So that's one of the things that Target Hunger did that really impacted the Berkshire Food Project. Another thing is we worked really closely with a local gardener, Jennifer Munoz, who has programs at all of the public schools in North Adams, some of the housing projects in the area, and then neighborhood community centers.
So then what does an average day at Berkshire Food Project look like? What's your goal being in charge?
So an average day, we have two part-time staff in addition to me, and an average day starts with the kitchen manager, who's a part-time, incredible manager of everything that goes on down there. She comes in with a plan of what she's going to be preparing. We've had a conversation the day before, so we've decided on a menu. She comes in, she starts getting things out and ready around 8:30, and by 9 o'clock, the kitchen is usually busy with Darlene, the kitchen manager, Eric, the assistant in the kitchen, and anywhere from a half dozen to a dozen volunteers getting the meal ready. And it's sometimes, if you just walked in and didn't know what was going on, you might think it looks chaotic, but it is incredibly busy, and everyone has a mission that they're doing. The tables are getting set for 100 people, the beverages are getting into pitchers with ice, and the salads are getting prepared. And at 11:30, the doors have opened, people have come in, and often we have, you know, muffins or tea cake or something like that. Sometimes we have, if we're serving a tossed salad, the salads will be out. And so folks have come in, they've started congregating with each other and chatting and getting their little pre-meal appetizers. By 10 of 12 or so, they've started to line up. They're ready. And at noon on the dot, every single day, Monday through Friday, that line starts. And we also can catch, we have a couple of people that come who are vegetarian, so we're usually prepared with something for them. We have somebody who comes who's gluten-free. At 1 o'clock, we stop serving, are cleaning up, and you would never know that we served lunch for 100 people.
That's Berkshire Food Project Executive Director Kim McMahon. A farewell event for Valerie Schwartz is set for November 4th. Thanksgiving dinner will be served November 20th.